every Wednesday, Get Well Wednesday. And it is brought to you by AARP. You can keep your New Year's resolutions to live healthier with the support of AARP. Just visit aarp.org/blackcommunity and discover the resources waiting for you. AARP, real possibilities. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Heather Woolery. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
Heather Woolery Lloyd. Yes. I didn't see the hyphen there. All right. So, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a dermatologist based in Miami.
Uh-huh. And acne. Nothing says love like busting a bump.
Be nice on a card, player. I like that.
That is. If you love them, you will
get
bust
that bump.
You get that bump.
That's why I do this. That's why most dermatologists like that for that reason.
But now, when you bust a bump, do you use tweezers or a hairpin? Which is
no, neither. What you have to do is see the dermatologist, and we take care of it. That's what the movie stars do.
Okay, you say what acne says about your health. What does acne say about your health?
Well, you know, acne is a very common condition. It's actually the most common dermatologic diagnosis in people of color. So it's something that I see every single day in my practice. But one of the things that it does show you, depending on where the acne is on your face, there are different causes of acne. So when you see it around the chin and on the lower face in women, it's frequently a sign of hormonal problems.
Oh. So the chin and the lower, so the like along the jawline?
Exactly. The chin and the jawline. And, you know, a lot of people with acne are adult women. So it's interesting because it's kind of a myth that acne is a disease of teenagers. In my practice, and for most dermatologists, the most common person to seek treatment for their acne is actually an adult woman, and it's because of this hormonal problem.
Now you said on the chin. What other places does acne occur that reflects what your health conditions?
Well, you know, another thing that's very common that I see in my practice is acne on the forehead. And when someone says they have a new onset of acne on their forehead, my first question is, did you start a new hair product or put something new on your hair? Because that can often break out the forehead.
Hmm.
So chemicals and new things that you're putting, not necessarily in your body, but on your body.
Exactly. So, you know, and then when you see it on the forehead, you have to think about hair products because, you know, we use a lot of stuff in our hair.
Okay. And when you see acne, and what are the parts of the body and what does it say about the health?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about acne is that, one of the more common ones is when I see acne on the back. I often see that in athletes, and that's because of tight-fitting clothing and sweating can promote acne on the back. Mm. So that's usually due to just basically wearing clothes that are too tight when you're working out, which doesn't allow your skin to really react properly, and you develop acne. So the back acne is usually due to tight-fitting clothes. We don't want you to stop working out. You just need to wear loose clothes that are cotton clothes that wick the moisture away.
And acne on the buttocks?
That area, too, the buttocks and the back.
Tight clothes.
That doesn't breathe. So that's why they have the wicking, as you said, the kind of material where they advertise where it takes the sweat away.
Exactly.
Is it a myth or not that I've heard that good sex clears acne?
I think that might be a myth. I haven't heard that one.
You haven't researched it?
I haven't researched it, no.
Get back with me.
That's probably before your time, doctor.
That's a new one. I like to learn those. So I'll look that one up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, research that and get back with me.
And some of the other myths, like eating chocolate and things like that.
Is that a myth?
Well, you know, we used to think that was a myth for so many years, but then a recent study was done a few years ago where they actually fed volunteers a whole bar of chocolate and observed them watching it. And then after the following week, they counted their pimples. And the more chocolate that those volunteers ate, the more likely they were to get pimples and the more severe the acne was.
Mm.
So years ago, we used to say chocolate doesn't cause acne, but now we have a study that might suggest that's true. The interesting thing is we have to do more studies on that, though.
What about soda?
Soda, no. But, you know, well, it depends on what type of soda, because the thing that definitely has been associated with acne recently is sugar. So what we call a high glycemic diet, which is a diet that causes your sugar levels to go up, and your insulin to peak has been associated with acne.
Hmm. Okay. More about acne and your questions for the doctor, Dr. Heather Woolery Lloyd, on Black on 646464. Text Time Club. You can text the doctor for the next hour. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
All right. Get well Wednesday.